corn, light bread Dakota?
Yeah.
Well, ordinarily the corn bread was a lighter texture. Because it'll rise up, you see. This other was a kind of a, kind of a tiny stuff. I never did like it very well.
Yeah.
But they called it corn light bread. And I used to laugh and tell them, if you got a pretty good size, and they called about corn light bread. I said, you're wrong. Why don't you call it corn heavy bread? It didn't, it wasn't as light as this corn bread I'm talking about that made in the Dodger, because when he cooked, way to have tendency to have light, get light.
Yeah. What about something that's just cornmeal and water and salt, and that's all?
Well, now that's a little scalded hoe cake out of cornmeal, we call it. And you use that to use nothing but cornmeal, hot water, and mix it together and cook it on a shallow baker.
Mm-hmm. What's a baker?
Just like an old time cast iron oven. Not oven, I don't mean oven. Skillet.
Mm-hmm. The baker doesn't
and
have
the baker's shallow. It's just got a little rim around it.
Yeah.
And then make that up and pour it on this greased baker, and let it sit on a hot stove for a little while, and as soon as you think it's cooked a little in the bottom, then reverse sides with it, see, and turn it over. That's what they call a scalded hot hoe cake, corn hoe cake.
Yes. Yeah. What about mush? Have you ever...
Oh yeah, I've eaten mush. That's made out of cornmeal.
What about something you might eat fry in deep fat, and you might eat with fish?
Now you're getting in the hush puppy class now. They call that, back in the old days, they say fried cornbread. But they cooked it, as you said, in deep fat.
Yeah. What's a corn pone?
Well, that's a corn, this is a corn pone I was talking about that they formed, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's called a corn pone.
That's about the same as a Dodger, then?
Yeah. Pone, some people said pone, others said Dodger.
Okay. Okay, you said there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called?
That's called bakery bread to buy at the store.
Okay. And what's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donuts.
Okay. And you go to the, say if you bought a sack of flour, that'd probably be about, you could buy, say, five?
Or you can buy flour. Back those days, the first packaged flour I ever remember, as I told you yesterday, in my early boyhood days, you bought this flour out of a barrel, because this dealer bought it in wooden barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And he dipped it out of there with a scoop and weighed it and sold it to you for so much per pound.
Yeah.
You could carry your own container if you wanted to.
Yeah. So you could buy maybe five?
Yeah. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, something. Yep. Or he, if he didn't, he put it in a brown paper bag, which was a bag that's a lot stouter than these grocery bags. Well, not any stouter than these grocery bags you get. But it was an extra strong bag, you see, that carried the weight of it.
Okay, what do you call the inside of the egg, inside part of an egg? You call that the...
Well, it's the white and the yolk.
Okay, what color is the yolk?
Yellow. That's the yellow part of an egg, is yolk.
And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
That's boiling an egg.
Huh?
Boiled egg.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Well, that's... I believe that's called poaching an egg.
Okay. I was going to ask you, did you hear any kind of